click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Al-Ray City, Persia, is a city that has witnessed the birth of many scientists on its land. Anyone who belonged to this city was called Al-Razi. Among those, one of the most famous, if not the most famous citizen, Muhammad ibn Zakariya Al-Razi, the philosopher doctor. Come with me to follow the journey of this scientist, who was nicknamed the father of Arabic medicine.
Isn't this your friend, Muhammad ibn Zakariya?
Yes, this is him. Why is he in such a rush? Where are you heading, Muhammad?
Hello, Zuhair. I'm rushing to mathematics class.
Mathematics? Don't you study philosophy?
I study mathematics, philosophy, music, theology and...
Wait, slow down. How are all of these branches of science connected?
All branches of sciences are connected, O Zuhair, and I have to study as much as I can, so that I can determine what branch of science I may excel in, and contribute to it.
Wait a second, what do you mean by saying that you are going to contribute to sciences?
I'll be late for class, can you accompany me and I'll explain to you while we walk?
Can I accompany Muhammad for some time, father?
Sure, but don't be late.
Let's go.
Every branch of science reaches us through the fruit of labor of predecessor scientists. Every scientist learned from the predecessors and adds his own experience to it.
I understand that, and I understand that students try to master the knowledge that reaches him, to digest and understand it.
This is true. But this only happens during the stage of seeking knowledge.
Is there a stage after that?
Yes, the stage of delivering knowledge. Which means that the student becomes a teacher, who gathers students around him and teaches them the knowledge that reached him. But I aspire to a stage beyond this one.
What can be more important than becoming a teacher?
To become a scientist. A scientist who adds to the knowledge of the predecessors. This is how you can benefit the humanity more.
What a huge ambition. Which science do you want to add to, Muhammad?
I still haven't decided yet. And this is why I'm studying as many sciences as I can, until I find a befitting science.
That's a difficult mission. May Allah grant you success. I hope you'll achieve what you wish for.
Do you know, O Zuhair? Notwithstanding all of these sciences that I'm studying, I still feel that I'm missing something. I still don't feel satisfied with what I've learned despite all what I'm studying.
Why is that? Ray is a big city and there are many scientists in it.
But there are sciences that I can't find anyone to teach them to me here. This is why I must strive to learn them.
O Zuhair, come and help me.
I must return to my father.
Me too, I have to catch my tutor.
Abu Bakr al-Razi had an insatiable desire to seek knowledge. And this is why once he felt that he had learned enough in his town, he left Ray, heading to the center of knowledge at that time, Baghdad.
Have you studied chemistry before?
I have read about it in Ray, but I didn't study it thoroughly.
How strange. Do you want to specialize in a science that you don't know much about at your current age? You've turned 30, O Abu Bakr.
As long as I have a mind that can comprehend and understand, a body which can withstand perseverance and hard work, and a soul that is passionate about knowledge and eager to learn, then I don't think that age would be a problem, even if I turned 60. How persistent! What an iron will! Well, let's begin our first lesson. I have another request from you, tutor. What is it? There is another science that I aspire to learn in addition to chemistry. If it weren't for your first answer, and the enthusiasm and intelligence that I see in your eyes, I would have said that you won't succeed in anything. Because a student must specialize in one science. I don't know what science I should specialize in, and this is why I must have an idea of as many sciences as I can. Until I find what I'm looking for.
What is that other science that you want to learn?
Medicine.
Medicine. Okay. After we finish today's lesson, I'll take you to one of the chief scientists of medicine in Baghdad. And he's one of the close companions of the Caliph, Al-Mutasim.
Who is he?
He's the scientist, Dr. Ibn Zain al-Tabri.
What entices you to study medicine, Abu Bakr?
Is there anything that is more important for a human being than his own health? I wish to cure people from their diseases and to help them to overcome their pain.
In medicine, in addition to studying diseases, you must study their causes, have experience in drugs, and to read many of the books of the predecessors.
As for reading, I never get bored of it. I write down my remarks about everything I read. And I reread books more than once.
Great.
As for drugs, I've started studying chemistry. And in addition to it, I'll also study botany and herbology. So far as I know, there are diseases that can be treated using only herbs. And others require to be treated with drugs compounded of other substances. Along with herbs.
Since you have this much enthusiasm, you should start reading this book.
The Paradise of Wisdom.
It is a book that I authored in medicine. I explain in it the general basics of medicine. And how to stay healthy also, prophylaxis from diseases. Then I handle many diseases, I describe the symptoms and analyze them. In addition to many other subjects, I've put in this book a compendium of my experience in medicine. And I hope that it will be beneficial for you.
Thank you, sir, I'll start reading it right away.
Abu Bakr al-Razi knew that seeking knowledge requires patience, perseverance and diligence. And this is why he read a lot. He researched and copied. Most of his time was divided between reading, performing experiments, writing down his conclusions about his readings and experiments.
Do you like Baghdad, Zuhair?
It's a big city, Muhammad. It deserves to be the capital of caliphate. It is very different from Ray. As for you, you haven't changed from being Muhammad ibn Zakaria who left Ray years ago.
What do you mean?
Look at all of these books. And that small laboratory over there, you are still passionate about science as usual.
And I'll remain like this until the last day of my life, inshallah.
May Allah extend your life. Pardon me, it was a long journey and I need to have some rest. Before I head to the market tomorrow.
This room is comfortable. If you open the window, a breeze of cool air will enter, that would help you to sleep peacefully.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Abu Bakr al-Razi didn't waste any time, during which he can read, unless he invests in it. And he was afraid that he would miss time that he can use to seek knowledge while resting.
What's the matter, Zuhair? Couldn't you sleep?
I slept deeply, but I felt thirsty, so I woke up to drink. Haven't you slept yet?
No. I must finish reading this book.
Do you read while lying down in bed?
It's a method that I came up with to overcome drowsiness. If I read while sitting, I may pillow my arm and fall asleep, but this way, the book falls on my face when I doze off and thus, it wakes me up. So, I continue reading. What's wrong with you, Zuhair? Why won't you answer?
I'm surprised by what you're saying, my friend, and I feel.
Say, what do you feel?
I feel that I've delayed you enough. I'll drink and go back to sleep. I'll leave you to do your readings as I don't want to waste more of your time.
This is how Al-Razi spent his time. Taking advantage of the energy of youth to seek more knowledge. Will he benefit from all what he read in different sciences? What science would he specialize in?